For over 400 years before the birth of Christ, the people of Israel held fast to Isaiah's promise that a Messiah would come to be their Savior. The Savior, it was foretold, would be empowered with the Holy Spirit and would deliver them from the tyranny of Caesar. The Savior was to be exalted, and he would reign on David's throne. Generation after generation, the people waited for the coming of this servant of God, who, it was promised, would restore the nations. "Surely he will come," the people said to one another. Since the Savior in the prophecies had been described as a child who would grow up to be an exalted triumphant king, governing the world in all of God's glory, the people were sure that this king would be heralded with great royal celebration. They waited for years. The years became decades, and the decades became centuries, as they watched for the birth of the great, strong, fierce leader who would tell them that they were free. They waited. And they waited. He will come to comfort Israel and bring peace to the nations. He will make a new covenant with Israel. He will govern the world. He will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And still there was silence. The people wondered when the promises of Abraham and David would come to pass, promises of deliverance from the darkness of oppression. The child was to be not just a sign of salvation, but the Deliverer himself. Like wanderers in a barren land, the people of Judea waited to be rescued by a Messiah who would lead them out of the darkness and into the light. And so the people of Israel continued waiting. They thought for a single advent, a miracle, a magnificent birth befitting a king. We now know that God speaks in whispers and dreams, and that his message is not of deliverance, but of faith and salvation. It was in this time that God saw goodness in a young girl named Mary. She was not born to wealth or royal lineage, but rather was a simple young woman living a quiet life in Nazareth. She was awaiting marriage to a man named Joseph when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her of God's plan. She and Joseph were asked to have faith, and that the difficult days ahead were the beginning of God's gift of salvation for the world. And so the time came near that Mary was to deliver her child. It was also the time Caesar Augustus had decreed that every citizen must journey to the center, to the city of their lineage to be counted and taxed. Joseph led a small donkey that carried Mary with child on the long journey. As they warily approached Bethlehem, it was very late and dark. Joseph was concerned that he find Mary a comfortable place to rest for the night. Finally, after inquiring everywhere, one kind innkeeper offered to let Mary and Joseph stay the night out of the stall where he kept his animals, the only shelter he had to offer. They settled gratefully into their small refuge next to the oxen and lambs. Mary held the baby, and in the warmth of the simple shelter and God's love, she marveled at the events now unfolding which had been foretold. The sky was full of stars above Bethlehem that night. Up in the hills surrounding the city, shepherds were keeping a watchful eye on their flocks. They could not know that this night was to be the night of all nights for humankind.
Thank you.
just as the deepest and quietest hour of the night approached. The shepherds were startled by a blaze of light and a heavenly voice saying, "Be not afraid, for I brought you good tidings of great joy. A Savior is born this night in the city of Bethlehem, and he shall be known as Christ the Lord. You shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The shepherds listened in awe and wonder, trying to understand the news of this miracle. There was a host of angels before them, and a heavenly glory seemed to surround the angel choir as they sang and praised God.
Mm-hmm.
When the last sounds of the wondrous music had faded away, the shepherds stood quietly, waiting for whatever was going to happen next. In the darkness of night, the shepherds saw the star in the eastern sky, which seemed to proclaim with bright light the news of the miracle which had just taken place in Bethlehem. The shepherds began sharing what they had seen and heard. They knew the prophecy of the Messiah, but could this be the day? Would not his birth have taken place in a palace, and would he not have been wrapped in silken robes and placed on a golden throne? Could it be that this child of such lowly birth, this child born in a stable, wrapped in simple cloth and laid in a manger, was the promised Savior and the Son of God? They excitedly reassured one another that what they had seen was not a dream. So these simple shepherds set out in the darkness to find the Christ child. And when the light of the holy star led them at last to the stable, they found everything as foretold by the angels. They knelt before Mary, who was holding the Christ child in her arms. They knew that the Lord had come, and their hearts were filled with joy and wonder. The news of his birth became known far and wide as the shepherds proclaimed, "Joy to the world!"
Thank you. Sisters and brothers, can you join me in thanking the choir and the musicians? Emmanuel, our God, is with us. So joy to the entire world, and joy in your life as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.